So then the Rambam is mentioning the halacha of Ravame v'Ravase. So Gozo aleihem liyeis kinul izozo misham. Ravame v'Ravase achi Gozo aleihem liyeis ki akum echol davar. So the Shach accepts the girsay kusi shenei v'Avizore, but the Taz accepts the girsay of Noche shenei v'Avizore. Now, the Perek HaBayis, the Ro, so he says something very strange. He says as follows, now the Shittas HaRambam is, that even the Shchite of an Akum, of an Ivid Chovim, not a Goy, but a Goy, a pagan, an Ivid Amizoy, so then the Shchite is certainly Asur Midraise. So it's also Bachile, so it's Nevele. But it's not Mitame Tumas Nevele Midraise. It's only Mitame Tumas Nevele Midrabbana. That the Rambam mentions in the beginning of Hilchas Tumas Ochel. So that the Shchite of an Eved Kechovim, of an Eved Avrizore, so it's Asuro Beachile Midraise. Because of the Posig Mikoloch Veochalto Mizifre. But it's not mitami to mes nevela midraise, but midrabon is mitami. Now, why isn't it monifshach? If it's just a nevela, so nevela is mitami midraise. Why is the shchita of nevichovim not mitami midraise? So the pshat is in the Rambam. You see, of course, all the rishonim who say that an akum may nochri is possibly shchit because of zavachto. So then, now the lotion of the tisefti is. At Perek Aleph in Chum, the safety in Chum is Vizavachto Pratle Shemiz Bechom Yeleo. That let's say if someone put a sacking on the table and then the wind threw off the sacking and there was a behemoth near the table and that sacking slaughtered the behemoth. So, Niz Bechom Yeleo. In other words, so then it's not good. And so this, the lotion of the safety is Vizavachto Pratle Shemiz Bechom Yeleo. Vizavachto Prat. She nizbecho al dikei vizavachto prat she zof chogoy. So actually, there is a tisefte, before she tisefte, that an akum is nismayit from vizavachto. But so obviously, so why does the Rambam say that it's nismayit? Shchitas akum is nismayit from the kol ochal tamizifrei. So obviously, the Rambam holds that in respect vis-a-vis Nochri, this drosha of the Tisefta is an asmacht. This drosha of the Tisefta is an asmacht. But midraise, nakum is nismayit from Shvite, not from the posik of Vizavachto, but from the posik we call over Chalta Mizifre. Now, so why do we have to resort to an asmacht? Asmacht means the Rabbanon. So Bishleim is something that midraise is not nismayit altogether, so then, but only midrabbonon, so we have to resort to nasmacht. But here, nakum is nismayit midraise lishchit, from the posik we call over chaltam izifrei, so why did the chachomim have to apply nasmacht to the posik of vizavachto? The answer is, there is a fundamental difference between one who is posik lishchit, and because of the posik of vizavachto, and one who is posik lishchit, because from the posik of Vizavachto we are might please become Eleo. In other words, let's say if the satin fell off the table and slaughtered and she was sheikh the behim. So there it's not a ma'ase shchit. So no ma'ase shchit was realized if it's become Eleo. So when it's not ma'ase shchit, so then it's nevele mamesh. So then it is just like Meisom Eleo. In other words, what is Nevele? What is Nevele? Nevele is that which a behemoth enough that died not for Shechit. That's Nevele. So if it's Meisom Eleo, so it is Nevele. If, let's say, you shoot a behemoth, so he dies not for Shechit, not by cutting the simoni. So then it's Nevele. So it's also there. It comes within the love of the Sechel Kol Nevelo. It is mitami tumes nevele. Now, so if something is nismayit from the Pasuk of Izavachto, then it's not a Maise Shchite. So Nizbecha Meleo means that no Maise Shchite was realized. And Shchitas Kei, so there is no Maise Shchite by an Odom. There is no Kei Agavre if a cave was Sheichet, the Behemoth. So mainly it's not a Maise Shchite. So of course, it's like Maise Meleo, if no Maise Shchite is realized. And it's not only Yose, Abachile Midraise, but it's mitami to Mesnevele also. But if we learn it out from the Pasuk of Ikolo Chalto Mizifrei, does the Torah say that Shchita Sakum is no Maise Shchite? The Torah, the Loshna Rambam is, Akum Sheshochat, Aval Pishesh Shochat, Vishne Yisroel, Visaki Yofe, Vafil Hoyo Koton, Shchito Sinevele, Vilekel Achilosa Minatere, שנאמר ויקורו לכל ואוכלתו מזבחי מיחה שהיזיה שמוייכו מזבחי אתו לא מת שזבחי עושה. So in other words, all that ויקורו ואוכלתו מזבחי implies is that שחית הסעקום is אסורו, not that שחית הסעקום is no מה זה שחית. If we learn out הסעקום from this avachto, so then the Torah implies that it's not a שחית, just like שחית הסקייב is no שחית, just as like מזבחו מלאו is no שחית. Masha'it came, if we learn it out from Kolo Chalto Mizifrei, so all that the Pasuk implies is that Shchitos Yasur. So Shchitos Yasur. So then the question arises, so why should it involve an Iser? Why should it involve an Iser of Nevele? Why should it involve an Iser of Nevele? Why should it involve an Iser of Nevele? So the answer is, as far as the love, there is a fundamental difference between the love of the love of Achilas Nevele and Tumas Nevele. Tumas Nevele depends upon the fact that no Maise Shchite was realized. But the Iser of Achille of Nevele does not depend upon Maise Shchite. Even if Maise Shchite was realized, as long as the matter of Shchite is lacking, so then there is a love. The love of the Sechel Nevele applies. The best raya is from the Gemara in Yivomes, Daf Lamed Gimel. Now, by Chatos Ohov, so Kof Kochim, so instead of Shchite, we have Melike. Melike. What does Melike mean? He's Erev. He breaks, really, the Simoni by breaking the neck from the back of the Ohov. That's Melike. Now, of course, if somebody will be melik and of shalchum, so it will be nevele gemura. So it will be nevele and isa nevele, and it will be mitamitumes nevele. But by chatos of, by iles of, so the aloche, the Torah mentions melike instead of shchite. And chatos of, now, chatos of, so the boso is nechul ikeyamin. So the Kiyanim are allowed to eat it. But it should be Nevele after all. No Shchita was realized. No Shchita was realized, but just Melike was realized in the Chatos Ohov. And still the Kiyanim eat the Bosom. So the answer is, that's the Gzeras HaKosov. That in lieu of Shchita, there has to be Melike. So the Melike is in lieu of Shchita. And as far as Kiyanim are concerned, so just the Shchite is in Matir, Bachile, in Chum, so Melike, vis-a-vis Keanim, so Melike is in Matir, Bachile, is Melike is Matir, Bachile, not Shchite. Now, so of course, there is no doubt that Chatos Ohov, Shemim Liko, is not Mitami to Mesnevele. Still, the Gemore in Yivomez, the Flamet Gimel says, that if he's Zahar, now, who is allowed to eat Chatos Ohov? A Kayan. But he's Zahar, Israel, is not allowed to eat. So the Gemara in Lamed Gimel in Yivome says that if he's Zahar eats the Psah Chatos Ohov, so he's able to Yisurim. One is there of Kadesh Lizar, because Chatos Ohov is only nitan lach, is only hutam lekeyamim, not lizah. And then he's also even the isar of nevele. But the Gemara says, he's not chayev malkes mishim nevele, if he's aritz. the Pesach Hadzov, he's not Chayev Malkes and the Skov Nevele, because it is a Halalisa. So it's another Halacha, because it is a Halalisa. But it is a Halalisa, so Kivin is Meshon Murim. So he's even the Isa of Nevele. Now the question is, what kind of Nevele is it? A Kayan is Mikayim Mitzvah when he eats the Pesach Hadzov. Even though there is no Shchite. So here the Torah said that in lieu of Shchite, by Chatosei, by Kochim, there is Miliki. So Miliki is like the Shchite. So how can a Zar? Alright, a Zar is not allowed to eat it. So he's not allowed to eat it because of Kadesh. Because it's not Nifn Lachil Azorim. Because Chatosei is only Nechal Lizichai Kune. Chatosei. He's only Nechal Lizichai Kune. But why should he be able to Isa of Nevele and be potter of Malkes? Because in Isa Chalisa. But Isa of Nevele is able. What kind of Nevele is it? Here you have Melike. Melike is the mitzvah by Chatosei in lieu of Shchite. The answer is, we see from this Gemara that as far as the love of Lesich Lukom Nevele is concerned, it doesn't depend upon Maise Shchite. If it depended upon Maise Shchite, so here we have a Maise Melike. The love of Lesich Lukom Nevele depends upon the lack of the matir of Shchite. So in other words, if somebody eats Boso, that was Nishchito, so then he's not even the Isser of Nevele, because Shchite is a matir. Shchite is a matir. Shchite is not just a mitzies, an act of Shchite. No, Shchite is a matir b'achile. Shchite, you see, that even while the behima is still mifacheses, and mifacheses is kichayo l'chol dvareo, so there is no Isser of even nachay. So in other words, Shchite is a matir. Shchite is a matir b'achile. So even if there is a ma'ase Shchite, but as long as the matir of Shchite is lacking, he is even a love of the Lesich Lukom Nevele. And that's the reason as to why, if he's Zah, eats Chatoseif, Psach Chatoseif, al de Milike. So not only is he even the Yisra of Kedesh, but he's even the Yisra the Yisra of Nevele, only in Yisra Chalalisa. So there is no Malkes. No Malkes. Why? Because Milike is only Matia, Bachile, vis-a-vis Kiyadim. But Shchite is not, the Milike is not a Matia, Bachile, vis-a-vis Zorim, because that's the Aloche of Chatos, that it's Nechal Yisra Kohune. So Mimele, at the very outset, the Milike is a Matia. Is a Matia, Lachile, Likiyadim. It's not a Matia vis-a-vis. Relative to Zorim, non-Keanim, Melike is not a Matir. So, true, the Melike is in lieu of Shchite. But in Shchite too, if Shchite would not be Matir, even though it would be Maiz Shchite, but if for some reason it wouldn't be Matir, he would behave the love of Lesech Lukom Nevele. He'd behave the love of Lesech Lukom Nevele. Now, the Rambam, also says, that's in Tumas Ochli, again, the Rambam says, mentions, does anyone have the Rambam of Tumas Ochli here? Tumas Ochli, I don't know what it is. One second. Yeah, this is it. So the Rambams, you know, are classified in so many different ways now. Some Rambams are in 4 volumes, and some Rambams are in 6 volumes, and some in 5 volumes. Couldn't tell. Now, I said Tumas Ochlin, it's in Novus Atumas, not Tumas Ochlin. The Rambam in Hilchos Avos HaTumos, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud, says as follows. Shechita Sakum, Nevele, Umitamo Bimasom, Vafil Yisroi Rimi Dalgam, Vim Shochat Bisakin Yofe, Shechita Kero, Echod Akum, Vechod Akusi, Oyugatesho, Shechitoso Nevele. Vikorev Beinai, Shavze Midivri Seifri. That Shechita Sakum, that is Mitame, Tumas Nevele, is only Midivri Seifri. Midraisi is not Mitame. Shari Tumas Avedizore, Vitumas Tikreveso, Midivre, Kmoishin is Boya. Ovigwala Vidizore, Nisrachko Akusim, Vinesro Shechitoso. So, in other words, so he says that Tumas, even Kichovim, maybe the Avedizore. So he's only Mitame, Tumas Nevele, and Midrabonon. Why Midrabonon? Because Machmas Avnizore, so the Monarch. But Mitraise, Akum Shrite is not Mitamitum Znevel. So then the Rambam himself asks, Vim Tema, Vale Yi Asuro Bachile de Tere. But it's also Mitraise. There is a law of the Sechel called Velo, if someone eats from Shrite Sakum. Loi Koloso Bachile Mitame, Shariatri for Asuro Utero, Viefsha Vichayev Kores Altum Zu. So he says, and if you ask, how is it possible that Shechita Sakum is not mitamei to misnevel mit raise only mit rabbonon, but it's also bachil mit raise? We learn it out from the possible call of chalto misifrei. So he says there is no equation between the isa nevele, isa rachil of nevele, and tumis nevele. V'oraye treife is also mit raise, but still not mitamei to misnevel. In other words, the Gemara says that if someone shechts a behemoth and then it turns out a treife, so true, it's also bachile, but mitami to misnevele it isn't. So everybody raises the question against this Rambam, what kind of a ray is it? Treife is asur bachile because of the love of Vuposo Basode treife lo isechelo. Not because of Lisechu kol nevelo. Now, treife is not mitami to me, is not mitami, bimagi u bimase. Nevele is mitami bimagi u bimase. So if one shechts a treife, but the shechita was done kedin, in other words, there was no shiur, there was no chode, there was no drose, there was no ikur, no agrome. So a proper shechita. So mimele, it cannot be mitame to misnevele, because the treife is not mitame. Only nevele is mitame. So what kind of a raya is it? Ligabe shechita sakum, where there is aloche, that shechita sakum is nevele. So Reb Chaim says it's not in the Sefer. Reb Chaim says he mentions a Sifri. Loisechlu kol nivelo. Eili elo nivelo. Treifo minayin. Talmud leima kol. Now the question is, why do we need the troshe that you're not allowed to eat treife? There is a lot of the raise uposo basode treife loisechelo. So we need a posik, a ribu of kol nevelo. The Sifri mentions to advise us that we're not allowed to eat treifo. I mean, there's a lot of rice. So thank you. The Rambam says in Perek Dalet Milchas Macholes Asores, Halacha Yudzayin, Kol Anevelis Mistalfei Zumzu. In order to be Chayiv Malkes for Anevelo, he has to eat the Kazayis. Suppose he takes heavy Kazayis of Nevelas Beinu, and heavy Kazayis of Nevelas Or, and he eats them together. So he's Chayiv Malkes, because it's one share. Unevelo Mistarefes Im Trefo. So if somebody will eat heavy Kazayis of Nevelo and heavy Kazayis of Trefo, so it's Mistar. Now the question arises, why is it Mistar? If somebody eats heavy Kazayis, Spiritalid Allah in Michas Machos Asuras Allah Yazayim. If somebody eats heavy Kazayis of Nevelas of heavy Kazayis together with heavy Kazayis Nevelas Behemo, alright, so it's the same Isa. But heavy Kazayis of Trefo, heavy Kazayis of Nevelo, so one heavy Kazayis is also on the score of trade love of trade, and the other heavy Kazayis is also on the score of love Nevelo. How can it be Tzulef? Why is it different than, let's say, he lead heavy Kazayis of Chazer and heavy Kazayis of Nevelo? So he will not be Chayim Malkes because it's two separate Tzulef. So Reb Chaim says the Mokir for this din, the Rambam, is the Sifri of Lisichu called Nevelo. So the pshat is that when one eats treife, so besides the iser of basabas on the treife lisechelu, he is also iver the iser of lisechelu kol nevelo. Why? Because true that treife is mitaheres mideitumas nevelo, but treife shchite in the treife is not a matter of achil. Shchite in itreife is not a matter of achille, and since shchite in itreife is not mitai, is not matter of achille, so mimele he is even the love of nevela also, not only the love of basa basa itreife is achilu, and that's the pshat. So what's nafkemine? Nafkemine is that there will be mitzuref chotzi kazayis of treife, chotzi kazayis of nevela will be mitzuref. So he'll be chayiv malkes on the score of the love of Lisechel Kol Nevelo, not on the score of the love of Bosa Basole Treifel Lisechel. Why? Because that's the ribu of Kol Nevelo, Sechel Kol Nevelo, that Treifel also involves a love of Nevelo. Why? Because Treifel Shchite in Treifel is not in Matia. So if Shchite in Treifel is not in Matia, so there is a love of Nevelo. In other words, so we see, so, but it's mitaheres midei tumas nevelo. Shchitei nitreifei, the answer is, as far as tumas nevelo is concerned, it depends upon maise shchitei. So, shchitei nitreifei is a maise shchitei. It's a maise shchitei. But it's not a matter of achille. So, wherever there is a maise shchitei, but it's not a matter. It's not a matter of achille. So then, it involves, so the love of the Achilas Nevelo applies, but it's not mitamitumis Nevelo. So that is the pshat in the Rambam. So that's the Pshat Rambam. In Perek Vei Yismuchas Ovas Atumes Halacha Yud. Shchita Sakum Nevel, O Mitamu Mas, Vikorei Vein Ay Shabze Midivre Seifchi, Shari Tumas Ad Nizore, Vitumas Tikri Voso, Midivreyem, Kmo Shin Zboya, Vim Teima Aval Yasura Bachilo Din Teiro, Loiko Voso Bachilo Mitame, Shari Atriv Vasura Ut, Shari Atriv Vasura Uteiro, and it's not Mitame. So the Kashi is, Trivu is not Nevelo, that's why it's not Mitame. The answer is, but by Trevo, besides the Iser of Trevo, there is an Iser of Nevelo also. Why? Because wherever a Shchita is not a matter of Achille, so the love of Lisechel Kol Nevelo applies. And still it's not Mitame. So we see that there is a fundamental distinction between the Chalishem Nevelo Ligabi Iser Achille of Nevelo, and the Chalishem Nevelo Ligabi Tumas Nevelo. Tumas Nevelo is based upon the Mitzies of the lack of Maise Shchite. But if there is a Maise Shchite, so then it's not Mitame. Masha'imke in the Yisra Achille of Nevele, even if there is a Maise Shchite, as long as the matter of Shchite is lacking, there is the love of Nevile, and the best raya is from the Gemara Yivam, is the Flamed Gimel, that if a Zah eats Psach to save, so he's able to eat himself Nevile also. But there we have Melike Lu of Shchite, the answer is, but the Melike is only a Mati of vis-a-vis Keanim, it's not a Mati of reality vis-a-vis Izah. So Mimele, the matter of Shchiti is like in vis-a-vis Izah. So Mimele, there is a Yisrachil of Nevele. Yisrachil of Nevele. So the Pshati is like this. If we learn out from the Posik of Izovachto, so then it means, so Shchiti Sakum Midiraise is exactly like Nisbechomeleo. So there it's not a Maise Shchiti. If it's not a Maise Shchiti, so naturally, he has to be mitami to misnevel. But if we learn how taku the psula vakim from the kolo vachaltu mizifrei, all that the kolo vachaltu mizifrei implies is that it's asur b'achil. The shchites akum is asur. What does it mean if it's asur? The shchites akum is not imati b'achil. The kolo vachaltu mizifrei is asur. That means that the shchite is not imati b'achil. Since the shchite is not imati b'achil, so that's a general rule. Wherever shchite is not imati b'achil, the love of nevela applies. But in ma'ase shchite it is. If in ma'ase shchite it is, so mimele, it is not mitame to mis nevela midraise. But why is it mitame midrabanon? Because of that roshe in the tisefte, vizovachto praches of rakum. So according to the Rambam, that Rosh is nasmachte. Now the question arose, why do the Chachomim have to apply asmachte when it's possible in the Raise because of the Xerzakosu, Kolo Chalto Mizifrei? The answer is, from the point of view of Kolo Chalto Mizifrei, it only implies that the Shchit is also, that there is the matter of Shchit is like it. So Memele Yitzoseh Ba'achile Midraise, but it's not Mitame to Misnevele. But because of the asmachta of Izovachto, so midrabonon, it's like Shchitas Keiv, it's like Nisbech HaMeleo, it's not even Maize Shchite. So Memele, it's mitame midrabonon. That's Shchitas Rambam. The Roi in Berek Abayi, so he says as follows. He says, Shchite o Minochri, so not only is it Asur Bachil Midraise, is even love of Nevele, but it's mitame Tumas Nevele as well. Shchite o Yisroel Mumea, let's say of Michal Shabim Faresye, so the Bro says, so it's Asura Bachil Midraise, it's even the love of Nevel. But it's not Mitame Tumas Nevel. There is a distinction between an Akum and Yisroel Mumer. Even though Yisroel Mumer is Gyakum, so he's Gyakum Ligabi Yisrachile. So it's just a Midraise. But Mitame Tumas Nevel it isn't. Shchitas Mumer. What's the Pshat in the Berek Abayis? So apparently the Ro holds, he agrees with the din of Zavachto that is mentioned in the Tisefte, that is mentioned in the Tisefte. Now the Tisefte says that Vizavachto prat leakum. So that means the shchite of Inochri is not even a ma'ase shchite. Is not even a ma'ase shchite. And then he also agrees with the drosh of the Rambam that the posik b'kol or chalto mizifre implies that shchite sakum zaso. But there is one fundamental difference. From the point of view of Zavachto, so it's not even ma'ase shchite. From the point of view of b'kol or chalto mizifre, it could be ma'ase shchite, but only the shchite is also. Now, apparently, the Berek Abayi is the Ro holds that Vizavachto, why are we mimayit akum from Vizavachto? Because an akum, as the Rosh says, because an akum is not in Barzviche. Because why isn't an akum in Barzviche? Because he's not mitzuveh al zviche. So mimele the Ro holds, true, there is a loche of Mechal Shab Mumer, Lechal Shab Yifaresye, is ki akum Mechal Dvoro. So he has the psulim of akum. But here the psul of akum is based upon the fact that he's not in Barzviche, he's not mitzuveh al zviche. But you cannot say that Yisroel Mumer and Michal Shabim Fares is not mitzuveh al zviche. After all, he's held responsible for all the mitzvahs at Torah. So the aloche of Yaakov Chodvorov only implies that he has the psulim of akum, not that he is not in Barzviche, not that he is not mitzuveh al zviche. Of course he is mitzuveh al zviche. So mainly we cannot apply the aloche of Yaakov Chodvorov. Mashenke, the din of Vikolo Vachaltam is afraid that that implies that the Shechita Sakum is Oseh, it's possible. It's Oseh, it's not a matter of Achille. So we apply the Aloche that in Mumer, the Chalshabi Varesie, has all the Psalm of Akum, and just as an Akum is incapable, is not a Baroche, to be Matir Bachile through Ishrite, so Israel Mumer, Chalshabi Varesie, is also incapable of being Matir Bachile through Ishrite. But as far as the Posik of Ikolo Vachalta Mizifre is concerned, so that only implies that the shrit is asur, not that it's not a maize shrit. But if shrit is asur, is not matir ba'achile, so mainly is in a lav of the sechel kol nevelo. But a maize shrit it is. Masheimkin ligabi en akum, ligabi en koi. So besides the posik of the kol v'chaltam izifrei, we have the miut and the tisefte of his avachto, that's not even a maize shrite. So if it's not a maize shrite, so it's like meis omeleo. So meile it's mitami to misnevel also. That's the reason as to why the Ro in Berek Abayi says that he mumer, he's royal mumer. So the shrite is asur v'achila midraise, but it's not mitami to misnevel. Alright. Now, Siv Beis in the Taz. Leti Ovi. Kilo mishkach kosher ochel nevelis al kol koch mehane dike sake kibim shi nesuna biyod eshech et shapir vichol kame de mishkech et teire lo yochel yisuri el litorach laadure bo sasake yofi im zub guma vichos abis yosef shim rabi yeruchem di yei shemri kibim shi yivdik lo yisakin kilim shrite shin tzorch lebot ki acha shrite vaakeyan vaagilim kosvu shalach atchile tzorch lebot ki gam ki acha shrite vichein ikan. So the Bess Yosef mentions 2 days. One day is that by Mumalitovn, that even though he's baiting the sakin kedem shrite, so he does not have to be baiting the sakin after the shrite. And another day is that lechatchile, even though he was baiting the sakin before the shrite of the Mumalitovn, so he has to be baiting again after the shrite. V'cheinikya u'balihito kosa. בוד הקצת עם כלים שחיתה, אין צורך לדקה השחיתה. וכי משהו מפשט לא שנה פוסקים. ומבוי הבידים לרשבו שכוסה וזה לא ישנה, ישראל מומה לטוב ממבילה ששוכב, ששיחב עם לעצ. עד כאן לשני. ונראה לי, so now the question arises, how can there be 2 days as to whether, when he מומה לטוב משחץ, whether we have to be baiting the saki, whether we have to be baiting the saki, לאחה שחיתה. We have to be beidik the sakin la'achas shchiti or not. When the aloche is, it's mentioned in Simen Yutches that even Yisroel Gomor, Yisroel Kosher, Yisroel Gomor, a regular sheichet. So when he shechts, so even though he was beidik the sakin before shchiti, so he's mechuyim lechatchile to inspect the sakin after shchiti. That's mentioned in Simen Yutches. Oh, Simen Yutches. Sif Yud Beis, Afal Pishe Bodak Asakim Kedem Shchite Tzorich Larza Veliv Deik Achar Ashchite V'ane Mile Shasakim Lefoneinu Avul Neva Shchito Sik Sheiro Hoi Lupot Ko Kedem Shchite V'af Lishochet Bahar Beze Achaze V'inoga B'mafrekesh Lachas Men Yesh Lachm V'lochesh L'chol Yish Narki. So there is a halacha lechatchila even by a regular sheichet Yisroel Gomo who shechts even though he inspected the sakim before Shchite lechatchila is mechuyev to inspect the sakin immediately after the shchite, because maybe the sakin, maybe it became nivka as a result of its contact, the sakin's contact with the eobis hashchite mimele when he was sheikh in the simonim. So he was already sheikh in the sakin pogo. So because of that, the chatchile he is mechuyev to inspect the sakin. So it's a kalochimer of logic. So if even in connection with the Yisroel Gomor, who was beidik the sakin kinim shchite, lechatchila is mechuyev to be beidik lachas shchite, how could the mumah litov be better? So how is it that the Bess Yosef mentions today? This is what bothered the Taz. So the Taz explains it. V'nirali, d'chshasakin lifoneinu teikev achas shchite, kula almer lipri ditzor b'dike, tuliotif mi Yisroel kosher ditzor b'dike achas shchite, v'ze poshev, dibdukas mumah ze, lemikra b'dike, eloki plige, b'neisin leyasaki, yofe. Now, so why does he say v'zeh poshut, dibdikas mumer zeh loy mikra b'dikin? In other words, because he anticipated, he understood, the Taz understood that someone could give, could think that there is a very simple teretz on that kasha. Against the Rishayim who say that there is no lechatchile of being beidik, the sakin, after the shrit of the mumah litov. And the kasha rose, how could a mumah litov be better? Be better than Yisrael Gomor. Yisrael Gomor is mechuyev to be beidik lechatchile after the shrit, even though he was beidik before the shrit, and the Yisrael mumah litov not. So the Taz understood that somebody could give it teretz and say, of course, a Yisrael Mumah Litov is not better than a Yisrael Gomor. But what does it mean when the Mechaba says in Simen Yitches that lechatchile we are mechuyev to be beidik sakin after the shchite? It doesn't mean that anyone who is present at the place of the shchite so has to inspect the sakin. It doesn't mean, let's say, suppose you happen to be present at the shchite. So it doesn't mean that every observer, every bystander who witnessed the shchite is mechuyev to be beidik the sakin after the shchite. It only means that the sheichet is mechuyev lechatchile to inspect the sakin. So of course, that goes without saying. All the shenim agree that the sheichet, whoever is the sheichet, he is mechuyev lechatchile to inspect the sakin after the shchite. And if the sheichet happened to be mumah litov, so he is mechuyev lechatchile. Here there are 2 days. As to whether the observers, the achirim or endim al gabo of the mumah litovim, whether they are mechuyev lechatchile to inspect the sakin of the mumah litovim lachashrit. One could give such a teretz, and there are some of the nesikelim who give the teretz. In the answer, the kashi, again, the rishayim who say that lechatchile you're not mechuyev. So the kashi is, how could they say that lechatchile you're not mechuyev? Why should it be better than Yisrael Gomor? The answer is, he's not better than Yisrael Gomor. So of course the Mumah Litov himself is mechuyev to inspect. But here, there is a machlekes rishonim as to whether others who witness, the bystanders, who witness the shrite of the Mumah Litov, whether they too are mechuyev to inspect. So he says, no. Ze poshut, dibdukas mumah ze lemikre bdike. This is no teretz, because how could anyone even have a gedaitoch that the achirim, the bystanders of the shchit of the mumah litov, are not mechuyev to be beidik lechatchile the sakin. If it's a dover poshut that even a Yisrael Gomor, a sheichet, is mechuyev to shecht lechatchile, but when he's a Yisrael Gomor, Yisrael kosher, so then we trust him. Masheinkein, if he's a mumah litov, how can we trust him? So any bystander should be mechuyev to inspect the sakin himself, not to rely on the mumah litov that he will inspect the sakin. So how can any rishon say that if the bystanders inspected the sakin before the shrite, they're not even mechuyev lechatchile to inspect the sakin after the shrite? Vizeh poshut dibdikas mumah ze lemikre bdike. Elokim plige. Oh, so what's the machlekes hasheni that the Beis Yosef mentions? Elokim plige bimnei Yisrael yasakin yof. So the Taz says that all the Shinim agree that if the Mumah Litov was Sheikhid Bifaneinu, even though we inspected the Saki before his Shrite, and the Mumah Litov is still here, and he has the Saki in his hand, he has it with him, so then all the Rishonim agree that we are mechuyev to inspect the sakin after the shchite, because it's not better than Yisrael Gomor. So the sheichet is mechuyev to be beidik, and here, since we don't trust the sheichet because he's mumah litov, so we, the bystanders, the achirim ha'indim shom, we have to inspect the sakin. But those who are machshir only in the case where the mumah litov was sheichet. and he left the behemoth, Eishchuto, and then he left. Let's say he went to the south side, and he took the sakin with him. So some Rishonim say, no, we cannot allow to eat of that behemoth until he comes back, and then we take a look at the sakin. And some Rishonim, the Machshirim, say, in such a case, since the Mumah L'Tehom left, and we had no opportunity to inspect the sakin immediately after the Shechita, because right after the Shechita he left and took the sakin with him. So the Machshirim say that we don't have to, those who say that he has to be, we have to be Beidek, so we cannot eat from the behemoth until he comes back and we inspect the sakin and see that the sakin is not a problem. And the Machshirim say, in such a case, it's considered like the Eved. It's considered like the Eved, so the Melech, we don't have to wait until he comes back. That's the Machleks. מכל מקמר גדבת מאחר שהוא הלך לשמוק מאחר וכן הוא יסים מפרס הבייס לרשב הזה ונצור למתן לו עד שיהיו מסכן אחר שחיתה ומש מדמיס יוסף וחיקם משכנוך וקיימו להוקל בזה so in other words so in such a case we possibly could ופי זה מיושב נעמי מדיקו שלא מהו יצרוך ולפסיק לחתחיל ולהסמך להדיקה דיבסייב וגם בישראל כושר עושה להססקי ופמה שכוספתי ניחה דאבה מיני כאן כדי אמת, היכד אם הוא נתחיל לסקים בו דקלית נלכי למשחיתה, והוא נעים להזיל שכי מסקים של אוך וסוף ואיסי אלינו, כל משהו. כל משהו. נאו, והוא שיידין בי, והוא שיידין בי, דיבוזל הוא יאמרין הרי מצוין של שכיתה מומחי, דיבישראל כושר דווקא אמרו נקי, נדו, it's just the sheet of the מולכי נרב, for the sheet of the רשבו is, that we apply the הלוכה, of רב מצוין של שכיתה מומחי מהם, applies even to Imum Litov. So he says, Vein little Hatril Lishred of Koshen Vagabo, Belisha Yivdek, Loi Kosher as a Sakin Trilo, Al Smachin Yabdikenu. We say, so in other words, we cannot let the Imum Litov Meshecht relying upon our own disposition to be baiting the sakin after the shvita. Why not? Because in regard to istam sheichet, well, the question is whether he is in boki or not in boki in the shvita. So since midraise between the shvita mumchinim, so it's only lechatchila that we should test him. So since the event it would be muter anyway, so mele we are not afraid to take chances and rely on the testing later on. Masha'in came in a case where without the testing, it would be Yosef in the Eved, so we are not allowed l'chatchile to rely on our intention to do the testing later on. So here, if the sakin will not be tested, will not be inspected, so then it will be Yosef in the Eved, so maybe we're not allowed to rely on it l'chatchile, just because we intend to inspect the sakin later. So בתור סיין דחשינו שמיישקל ידיקן ודיקה תחילה וסייף עושר וכך ובלי דיקה הוא טעם למה שכוסף תחילה של יסמך על דיקה וסייף זה הטעם שבכל מוקם שישיסר אפילו דאבד בלוי בדיקה עוז דווקא חשינו שמיישקח משקעים כי במוקם דאבד כושר בלי דיקה וחשינו שמיישקח ומשמוכם סימא א' כוסף ביטור וכתחיל יחילו לתלוי לישחית על צמח שאם דיקן החקן ודובו זה הוא כלל בזה במקים ישראל
Shachat b'sachim yofe eini norma. So he explains it. When we went over, we explain according to the Gor. So the pshat is according to the Gor, it's based upon the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Mumarech Neveles Litiovim. So the Bein Abaye Bein Rove Amede that he's postulates, and according the Machleket between Abaye and Rove is in regard to Mumarech Neveles Lachis, and Lachis there certainly means in Maktib, not Lachis Mamish. So there is a machlekes. So Agove says that's one of the altigamos. So the loch is like a bayit. That mumarech nevelis lahachis in this in the makpid. So he's postulates. Why? Because he's a rosh. So any avere for which there is malkes, so one is postulates from the raisa, even though it's not a rosh, even though he's not a rosh of chomos. But Agove says that mumarech nevelis lahachis in the makpid. So it's kosher ladies. According to Rove, there is no psul of Roshe as such. Only Roshe the Chomos is kosher ladies. But Stam Roshe, not Chomos, not. So the question is, according to Rove, that Echel Nevelis in Makbid is kosher ladies, there is no psul Roshe. Why is he made it at Litiovim? So he's kosher. Why should Litiovim be more Chomo than Lachis in Makbid? So there's a Machlekes Roshem. Some Rishonim say, that, and Rashi is among them, that the reason as to why Litiovim is certainly postulated, even according to Rove, who says there is no psul of Roshe, because Litiovim means Litiovim because he's cheaper. In other words, if he can get treife meat, nevela meat, at the same price as kosher meat, he will not eat treife nevela. But if it is cheaper, so then he'll eat treife. So the Mele is doing it, he's aver on the Torah because of money. So that also gives him Hashem Rosh HaLechomos. In other words, according to Rashi's Pshat, so Rosh HaLechomos does not necessarily mean an avera of Likichas money, like Iganef, Igazlen, Malibiribis, Likiach Sheikhat, but any avera that a person does because of money. Because of money. So if he's in Mumarech Lebele Slahachi, Sinimakbi, he doesn't do it because of money. He has no Yira Shamayim. So, but if he does it because of money, so he's a Rosh HaLechomos. But other Rishonim don't approve of that Pshat, because they hold that the Pshat of Rosh HaLechomos is one who is either an Avere of Likichas Momen, like Iganev, Gazlen, and so on, but not an Avere B'Nodem L'Mokim because of money. So why is Rove made it that Echon Mumarech Nevelis L'Tovim is postulated? Because of Choshut. So in other words, so we see from these Rishonim, we see that there is a Halacha that a Choshut, now, that since the person has Yirah Shamayim, he has a certain degree of Yirah Shamayim. Not real Yirah Shamayim, but there is a certain degree of Yirah Shamayim. So whenever it's not in conflict with his temptation for money, so he will not be there on the Issa of Nevelis. But if it is necessary for him to violate the Issa of Nevelis in order to gain money, so he's ready to violate the Issa of Nevelis. In other words, the temptation for money is so strong in his psyche that he is ready to be evir on the Issa of Nevele, in which he is generally Zoya. But the temptation causes him to be evir on an Issa for which he cares. So Nevele, the same temptation might cause him to be evir another Issa too. What difference does it make? I mean, it's just the common sense. If the temptation for money is capable of causing him, of driving him to violate the Issa of Nevele, so it might cause him to violate the Issa of Lisana Berachoi Chokatu. So Mele is Choshev, not because of the Psula Plosha, but because of Psula Plosha. So the Gro explains this din. Now, so then, according to that Pshat, of course, that Aloche can only be deduced according to the Rishenim who explain Rove's din, that on one hand, Ichlin Vilez Lahachis is Kosher. There is no Psula Plosha. And what Ichlin Vilez Lahachis is postulated. And those Rishenim explain it on the basis of Choshev. So then, we can establish this chiddush that if someone, that even though the Gemara in Bechira says that Hachoshut is only in Nemon Leisi Dabar, but Lidobar Achir is Nemon. In other words, if someone is a Choshut and Klayim, so he's not Nemon and Klayim, but he's Nemon and Veilets. If someone is Choshut and Neveles, so he's not Nemon and Neveles. Anything that has to do with the Isar of Nevelen, let's say like Shchidi, but he's Nemon and Shatnes. He's Nemon and Shatnes. If someone is a Choshud, let's say Anchil Shabbos, not Mivaresi, so he's a Choshud Chater Kule. But let's say he's a Choshud Anchil Shabbos Bitzine, not Mivaresi, so he'll have Nemones and Shchidi. He'll have Nemones and Shchidi. So that is only if he is a choshud, not because of a certain temptation. Let's say he's in a makpit. He's in a makpit on Shabbos. He's in a makpit on Shabbos. Or he's in a makpit on the Issa of Hakofes Pesach. There are many Jews who are not makpit on the Issa of Hakofes Pesach. They know it's also. I'm not talking about those who don't know. But they're not makpit. So he'll be Nemon and Shchid. So only if he's a choshut and pay Yaakov's pay a rosh, not because the temptation is so strong that it drives him to behave there. And he's there in which normally he's oil. So then we say he's only a choshut and sharpness, he's only a choshut and chil Shabbos bitzine. Or Anchil Yontef, or Amin, or any Isa, but he is not a Choshud and Veil, so he has Nemonis. But if he is Zoyer in the Veil, he is Zoyer in the Veil. So, but the temptation for gaining money, is so strong that it drives him to violate the Isa in which he is Zoyer. Because in Mumma Litiovim, Alpidin is considered to be Zoya. You see, that in Mumma Litiovim is considered to be Bazviche. What kind of a Bazviche is? We see, the answer is, every time when he doesn't conflict with his appetites, so he's Zoya. So he's considered Zoya. So if he is Zoya in a Vele, but the temptation for money drives him to violate that is of Nevele, in which is generally Zoya. So Nevele is Choshut, that the same temptation will drive him to obey the Isar of Shvuah Shekatu. But, so that's a big chiddush. In other words, this is a limitation on the halacha that is mentioned in Simen Kuf Yutes, that a Choshut al Dovar Echot is Nemon al Dovar Ach. So that only means if he's a Choshut, because he's not Zoya in a certain Isa. So then, in this Isa, we know he's not Zoya. But that doesn't mean that he will not be Zoya in another Isa. Just because he's not Zoya in a Kofes Pesach Rosh. It doesn't mean that he will be not Zoya in other Isa. But if he is the kind of a Choshut who is generally awesome, who is generally Zoya, but the temptation, a certain temptation, drives him to violate his own conscience, the Yisrael in which he is generally Zoya. So Mimele is Choshu, that the same temptation will impel him to violate another Isa too. Unless we know that this is the kind of a person that the temptation for money will only cause him to violate this Isa. But the other Isa not. In other words, if he has been subjected, exposed to the same temptation in respect to another Isa and the withstood the test. So then we know, but Nastam, if we know a person is in Mumma Litiovim, and that a certain temptation he is capable of impelling him to violate this, the anisar in which he is oya. He is choshut, and another is atum. Nasa is atum. So in other words, so he is not considered. So this is not in conflict with the Gemara in Pcheles that al choshut al dovah. That's the halacha that is mentioned in Simen Kuf Yutes. In Shulchan Aruch, that al choshut al dovah echod nemo mi dovah achim. Why? Because there the Gemara only deals with someone who is a choshud on a certain Isa. But here it's not a choshud on a certain Isa. It's a choshud on a certain temptation to impel him to behave a Isa. So since it's the same temptation, so that's a big chiddush. But that din can only follow according to the Rishonim who explain Rove's din, that Mumar Echon Vilis Litiobim is certainly possible, even though Lahachis is kosher on the basis of Choshut. But the Rishonim who explain it on the basis of Choshut Chomos, so then that din doesn't follow from that Gemara. Because there is a psul of Choshut Chomos. Choshut Chomos. Mashenkin Gabi Isur, there is no psul of Choshut Chomos. So in other words, so this din, according to the gross pshat, is totally in the Machlikas Rishonim in the pshat in Sanhedrin. Now, the Taz, now he mentions what the Bes Yosef says, B'shem Yeronayet, Sivo, Eini Nemon Dikvo Choshed Al HaShvuot, Do Mushbe Ve'eimei Mar Sinai Ual HaShchit, Kein Kosav Bes Yosef B'shem Yeronayet. So in other words, so how, Vitemeli, Maishne Mershikosu B'chashem Mishpet, Sinu Lamedalet, Mechasides, The Impossible Eides, Elo Be'iver Aveiro, She'ish B'malkes. ובעבר על השבוי אמרים אין שום דיפוסל ואפילו בעבר על אחר ובכל מה שכוסף הוא אחר ובכל אוויר אמרים די עבר על מה שמושבה מהר סיני היו לנו לפסי על כל עבר אווירה ואפילו אין בו מלכס כיוון דיקן לו מהן עלי מה שנשמע So yes, a very strong question. So now it's he didn't explain this thing in the Mechaber as the God does. But he explained it because the lotion of the real need is even though the gross pshat in this din of the Mechaber could be read in the words of the real need. I mean, but the superficially these words do not appear to be expressive of that longness. So in other words, how did the Taz understand the Bes Yosef B'Shem El Meyed? That he said, true indeed, that there is Aloche, Choshud Al Dovar Echod, Nemon Li Dovar Ach. So Memele, since one is a Choshud on the Yisar of Nevele, he should be Nemon on the Yisar of Shua Shekin. After all, he's not a Choshud. We never saw him violate the Yisar of Shua Shekin. But since every Jew is mushbe Mahar Sinai to be mikayim the Torah. So Memele, so is mushbe, so the Taz assumed that the Elmeid in effect says that when a Jew is aver on any tzivu of the Torah, so besides the violation of that tzivu, he is also aver the Yisar Shua Shekia. Because there is a halacha of mushbe Mpiachir. So there is a loch of Mishba Acherim. Where do we apply the loch of Mishba Acherim? Let's say by Shuas Eidus, by Shuas Hapikoton, whether there is a loch of Shuas of Mishba Acherim by Shuas Bitu. So I discussed it in Idorim. I mean, there is a machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that there is no loch of Mishba Acherim by Shuas Bitu, and some Rishonim say there is. And some say that the Shittas Rambam is that the only reason as to why one cannot asa, let's say, somebody else with the Shuyah, because he has no authority over the other person. But if it's Dovah Shem Yoshu, say, let's say, if Ruvain is Nishba, the Chimen should not enter his house, since it's his house, so then he can't be Mujim Piachim. So there is such a halacha of Mujim Piachim. So. Mushbe Bevet Mar Sinai means that he is Mushbe Piyakodesh Baruch Hu, not to violate any tzivuim of the Torah. So Mele, when someone is Eiver, any Yisar of the Torah, so not only is Eiver that Yisar, he is Eiver the Yisar of Shua Shekha too. because he's a mushman piyakodish bochu, he's mushman veim nasina. So then, so he's a choshed leisidovo. He's not a choshed leisidovarachia. You see, so it's not, so he cannot say choshed leisidovarachot, so he's never leisidovarachia. It's not dovarachot, it's eisidovo. So when someone eats nivele, so he's not only even the Yisrael of Lesecho Kol Nevela, he's even the Yisrael of Lesecho Mishkim HaShokya, because he's Mishbeh Bevin Vassinai. So Mimele, so he's in an Emon. So the Taz asks a very strong cash. So the Taz asks a very strong cash that if so, so why does the Mechaber himself say in Simen Lamed Dalet, in Il Chasedis, that when he's someone posleides, only if he's Eivir and Avir Sheish Mamalkis. Let's say it's Nivele, it's Chazer, he's Michal Yontev, he's Levi Shatnes, he's Makit Pius Orosh, and Avir Sheish Mamalkis. But, an Avir that there is no Malkis. So he's not possible like this. Let's say somebody who talks Lashon Hore, Chafetz Chaim says that he's Eivir, maybe 16 Lava, right? Maybe more, I don't remember. He has a whole list of Chafetz Chaim. But he's not possible like this. Why? Because there is no Malkis. It's Lafshim Bimais. There is no Malkus for Lashon Hara. But he should be postulated on the basis of the fact that he is Mushba Vemed Ma'asina, not to talk Lashon Hara. So Mimele, in addition to the love of the Sinech Ocho Ba'amecho and the other love for which there is no Malkus, so there is, he is also Eveya. He is also Eveya, the love of Shua Shekia. Of Shua Shekia. So Mimele, if he's even the love of Shua Sheker, of Shua Sheker, so Mimele, he should be postulated. There's the task. All right, it is really a very strong kash. All right. But according to the Gro, it's another din. It's not that every time a person is evil, and the Tzivah Torah is also in Mishkol HaShekia, because he is Mushbe Mar Sinai, to be Mikayim the Mitzvah Torah. All right. Now, Mumer Yitro Ofen Shishoch Abino Yer Atzmi, V'yesh Misaki Yofe V'shein Yofe, V'yim Yashe B'yofe Shoch Atnev. Kosh, Amirosi Lomeli, Homuta Mikiyach L'shobi Keteire, in other words, because the Mumalit Yovim has a Chetkes Kashres, like the biggest tzaddik, except to the extent that a certain situation might come in conflict with the Mumal's appetites. But wherever there is no conflict, so he has the same Chetkes Kashres as the biggest tzaddik. Now, since he has two sakinim, so he doesn't interfere with his appetites. So Mimele, he's trusted. So why does the Mechaber have to say Neemon? Neemon implies, in other words, if he says he used the Sakin Yofe, we believe him. Why does he have to say? Let's say, in regard to Yisroel Kosher, he has to say, and if a Sheikha checks, every time a Sheikha checks, so we have to ask him, did you shecht properly? He has a cheskes kashchas, so he doesn't have to say a word. So here too, why do we have to resort to his testimony? Kosha mirosi lomali, homuta mikeach ushami gete ho usile, v'nira dechan mayred lo yadino ni hoyo biyodi shnei sakini mishan hashchite, ela achshob mitzono, v'yefshar shemishan hashchite lo yoyi ayof etzle, bo zeh samchin mo amirosi, d'ari achshob yish chazok kede teiro lifoneinu, v'al kol choch, in other words, sometimes we find that we rely on certain evidence, but the evidence by itself, not coupled with a certain testimony, is not a sufficient evidence. But when it's coupled with a certain testimony, so then it is effective. But it's not effective solely on the testimony. But it is effective because of this combination of that evidence plus his time. I mean, that we find in the moment is constantly. I mean, let's say uh, let's say, many Rishonim say that the whole halacha of Mikil, the Ramban, the Rashba, in Ksuves, Tav Chavov say that now the Gemara in Ksuves says, Mishabo Vyoma, Bni Huze, Vikeyenu, Nemon Lachile Bitrume, Vinemon Lashia Isha. Vinemon Lashia Isha. In other words, if someone comes and he says, this person, this unidentified person, so he's my son, and he's a Kayan, because the one who testifies, so he's a Kayan, and he says, he's my son, and we can know. So nemon lachini bitrum. Ve nemon lasia isu. So the Ramban explains it, why he says as follows. In other words, in order to be machul bitrumo, all we need is nemones of isoy. Eidechot is nemon bisoy. Now, suppose this man would have come and said, plain is it, this unidentified person, I know him, he's a kid. So then he would be believed. We would be able to give him tumor, to tumor. Now that he, not only did he say that this unidentified person is a king, and he also said that he is my son, and since he is his son, so there is a choshe of a mishakeh, maybe because he has a motive in order to be machil the son, so we should be chayshish, maybe he's not telling the truth, so we believe him with the meaning. Because he didn't have to say, no one knew that he was his son, and he himself discovered that he's his son. So mainly it's a raya that the other fact that he's a kohen is also true. Mashenki lashi isha, so yuchsin requires to aid him, and when something requires to aid him, so then no ichoch in the world is affected. The Gemara says that Meshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, Akein, the two of them could not be aiding in the oneness. Why? Because Kremim Absolum Leides. I mean, could anyone in his right mind have any doubts as to whether Meshe and Aaron are telling the truth? But it's because Akosu Vavishnai made him Yokum Dovo. So he has to be a kosher aid. And Kremim, two brothers, are posleides. So what is the effect? How could a Migeh avail us? A Migeh is only Yechochim. Since he could have said something else, so it's a Raya that he's telling the truth. He's not eager to lie. All right, but Meshav Aaron, certainly we have Yechochim, they are telling the truth, but it was latest. So Lashi Yisho, Migeh is not effective. But Lachile Bitrumo, there is no Aloha Vedas. Now the question is, so why is Migeh effective? Gabi Momi no, certainly requires aiding. So the Ramban says, because by Momi, Migi is effective because of Tainis Baldovo. So in other words, because there is a Moche of Nemones of Tainis of Baldovo. So the Nemones of Migi consists of the combination of the Choche of Migi plus the testimony of the Baldovo. So this is what he says here. If it is a case where we know that this Mumalitov had within the two sakinim, the sakin Yofi all the time, then we don't have to resort to his Amir. But suppose we see that he has a Saki Yofi, but we don't know whether the Saki Yofi he just got now after the Shchite, or he had it before too. So in such a case, if he doesn't say anything, we cannot take it for granted. But if he does say, this Saki I had all the time, since there is a certain kind of an evidence that corroborates his testimony, so even though he has no nemones, so a mumalitiyotum has no nemones echoshut, so that we should accept the testimony on its face. That not, because it's a choshut. But when there is something that corroborates it, even though that evidence is not a 100% evidence, so that it could establish a presumption by itself without his testimony, but together with the testimony, so then this evidence corroborates the testimony. So is them. וכן בספר יהיה מומחין בעיה סגב הזה, פעם שמוצאים לעכשיו מומחין בעיה, כשאם המומחה שוחד, ויחשינו שמו יעבוסו, הזה כלים שהוא יהיה מומחין בעיה, על דעקת הקושי, מה עם הענה מרוסי, דואים לי למונס. So again he asks, so why? But מה נפשך? If the fact that he has this possession is sakin yofi, so is not enough by itself, so how can the combination be effective? But this is yes. Viroyisi beberek habayis dafei shehik shekin al rajbo. Diklolu dichol heiche. Diilo yom aroseh ki yom anami oseh. Vilo imem. Ve'arajbo atzmi mishmeres habayis heish valze. Diyeish toisefer. Vitzorchlei ma'apleini mumche. Dehayne shemaskir shmoi. Vioz mirtes lishakir. Shemo yishalohu v'yitras b'shikr. וכן הנוסחה, ותרס הבייס הורמי וראיה, מדמי על זה, שצורך השליח לימה מפליני מומחה לוקחתי, אבל סתם מומחה לוי, ולמהנה בזה, לא ישמי כתירה, ודמומחה לא ישכיח כל כך, עד כאן דבר. So in other words, so the רשבו, in the משמרס הבייס, he said that, אין לך נאמר, he was made it, that when will he be נאמון, if he says פליני מומחה, if he'll say plaini mumche, but if he will not say plaini mumche, so then he'll not be neman, because the fact, so in other words, the Rashbo considered in regard to the case of motzin l'achshav mumchen b'iyah, but in regard to the first case of hoyim yodin shnei sakinim, so there the Rashbo didn't make any concession to the rov, in other words, only because in regard to Shnei Sakinim, so then the evidence is so strong, is very strong, that since he has now two Sakinim, so it tends to indicate, even without his testimony, that he had the two Sakinim all the time. But if he doesn't say anything, then we are still Cheshish. But if he does say, so then it is considered a strong gechochem. Masherin came, so the Rashbo did not make any concession to the Ro in respect to Shnei Sakinim. He only made a concession to the Ro in respect to the case of Oyo Mumchim Biya, because after all the fact that there's a big difference. In the case of Shnei Sakinim, so then there is relatively stronger evidence that he used the sakin, that he had the sakin yofi all the time, but there is still an element of choshe. So if he doesn't testify, we have to be cheshish. If he testifies, we don't have to be cheshish. Mashenke in respect to the case of hoyo mumchim b'yir, so the Rashbo made a concession to the Rav that if he says plainly mumche, otherwise there is no raya. So what if the mumchim b'yir? But if he said plainly mumche, so then there is a strong raya, because he is miotas, because after all it can be checked. Now if he says plainly mumche did it, so it can be checked, so b'meila there is a yechoch. Alright. Vitamily, so he says, avol, so he says, so in other words, so when does the Rashbo say that? Only in the case where he says plainly mumche. So the tazes sikash. So why only mumelitob? Even akum. If he says plainly mumche and it can be checked, so even akum is trusted. That will be chovin ame da ashkron b'simen pivov. Then chovin nemon imoma mishaleif plainly. Why? Because it's a question from what fowl are these eggs? And he says it is from this and this fowl. It's from the pigeon. So then, is Nemon, why? Because we can take a look, the pigeon eggs, and compare them with these eggs. So in other words, so is Miotas. So why only Mumelitov in such a case? Umikomoke, כושר הטור שתגדיל רשבו וכושר דלושן זה נמון לימה ישראל מומחה וכושר השוחת לי דימש מה שנמזכיר שימה ישראל.
So in other words, so he has the kasha against the two. The Rashboi, Mishneres Abayis, made a concession to the whole. The thief, someone says, just mumche, not plenty mumche, so he's not trusted. Even though we know that mumchen beer. And the two doesn't even mention that.
Because the minusa shel Hashanor kan, shekos af mumche shochatut, vize rosa, afil Rashboi atzme, shu mokadin ze, kmoi, shezachanu, va. ועל מה שקוסם הרשבו תחילו ואימיה שביופי שוחטתי גם על זה תמו ברק הבייס דין אמירוסים אלה סלל אלו שאיקה תולו בין יודיע לנו שאיזה סכן זו יופי יודו על הידים לא איקה ישלוחו שם ושהשחית לו יודו ממנו ואישו על זה הרשבו דין זה נמון איזה גמורה but he didn't make any concession in respect to the case of סכי יופי. Why? Because over there you see the without the testimony there is very substantial evidence, but without the testimony there is still an element of doubt. So, but if it is coupled with the testimony, so then it becomes a chochek mureh. Ve'ishiv al zeh arashbo, de'in zeh nemon ez gmureh, elon e'imrim, kan nimtso kan hoyo, v'al kol choch, onu seimchim olov, b'miktas inyonim, sh'ari nemon le'im abodak testimony. But it is not exclusively on the basis of kan nimtso kan hoyo. Because if it had been on the exclusively on the basis of Kanimtsu Kanhoyo, why do we have to resort to his testimony? But the Kanimtsu Kanhoyo is a relatively strong evidence by itself. But without the testimony, there is still an element of Choshe. With the testimony, there is no element of Choshe altogether. ונעים ערך הימו ימיים אלו ושייטה ואפילו החשור כל שסקים יופי ביודי סומך לשחיתו שעד כאן לשני בקיצור גם זה נראה תמורה דבד אלוהים מצד נמונס אנו מתירים כבר. So I mean he asks against the Rashbo, but the Rashbo is not difficult. דבד אלוהים מצד נמונס אנו מתירים כבר אלוקים שעורי מוקיין כמו שעושה ברב עצמו בזה ואם כן אפילו לא אמר כלום נמון כמו שיש לסד לקבוד לכפנינו.
But the Rashbo doesn't say that. So it is possible that according to the case of Sakin Yofe, so with the Raise, the Rashbo would be made that on the basis of Kanimtso Kanhoyo, so we can take it for granted that he used the Sakin Yofe. But with the Rabbonon, without his testimony, we are still Cheshish. Maybe he got the Sakin after the Shrite, and before the Shrite, he didn't have the Sakin. So Mimele, that is possible. But anyway, it's the Rashbo says that we still have to resort to his nemones. You see that the lotion of the Rashbo is the ins and nemones more. If the Rashbo should have been in the case of Sakin, he doesn't have to say anything. We just take it for granted. And the base can into Kanhoyo. Why does he say ins and nemones more? Ins and nemones qual? Not ins and nemones more. In other words, that means the primary factor in the nemones is the fact of coming to Kanoyo. But there is still an element of doubt. So Mimele, when this factor of coming to Kanoyo is coupled with his testimony, then it's a chochek.
ואיך שיהיה, יש על קופונים מכשלו לפני המים בזה ביטור ושולחן ערוך, שלא יצריכו רק שיהיה עם סתם מומחה שוחד לי. ובאמס אין עליהם קושיה, כאילו שלא יראו ספר תרס הבייס לרשבו, אבל אונו זוכינו לרסי, על כל כוח אין לו נהתר, אלא באמר פליני מומחה ומסקר שמו דווקא, וידובו זה חידשו.
Now, but we don't have to say that the מחבר פסקן that because he didn't know. There is no ראיה that the מחבר did not see the משנה הבייס. You see, because the Rashbo wrote the big chiber Tiras Abayis. Then the Ro, who is a contemporary of the Rashbo, so wrote Asoges, and those Asoges he called Berek Abayis. Then the Rashbo, that was before printing was invented. So he saw the Asoges of the Ro, so he wrote Asoges and the Asoges, and the Asoges and the Asoges he calls Mishmeres Abayis. In other words, he preserves it. So the Tas says that the
that the Tur and the Mechaber didn't see the Mishmeres HaBayis, but there is no evidence that the Tur and the Mechaber didn't see. As a matter of fact, there is a lot of evidence that at least the Mechaber saw the Mishmeres HaBayis. So, but then the question is, how is it that when the Rashbo himself, the Rashbo himself says in Mishmeres HaBayis, Yesh Tori Sefer, Vitzorich Lema, Pleini Mumche, and the Mechaber didn't pass, the Tur and the Mechaber didn't pass. So there could be a very simple answer. In other words, the Tur and the Mechaber assumed that even though the Rashba wrote Yesh Tori Sefer, Vitzorich Lema, Pleini Mumche, so it doesn't mean that there was a Tori Satvus. In other words, that the Rashba, by saying Yesh Tori Sefer, was making a concession. He was conceding. In other words, I'm Chazer. And not Yesh Tori Sefer, because who was the Sefer? The Sefer was the Rashba himself, at all. Not that the Toyes was on the part of somebody else, a secretary who copied. So Mimele, the Tur and the Mechaber, they passed like the Shittes HaRashbo in the Teiras HaBayis, not like the Shittes HaRashbo in the Mishmeres HaBayis. I heard from my father a story that my father remembered it. He was just by mitzvah, because that was Mahoshim. And when Rab Chaim moved to Brisk, so then my father was already 14 years old. So when my father heard the shiurim of Rab Chaim, so he couldn't have been 14, so he was only 30 years old. And that Rab Chaim at one time in Mahoshim gave a shiur in Bava Kame So kulam nichnesu tachas abaylim. So there is a difficult Rambam. And then the Chacham Meluniel asked of the Rambam, and then the Rambam answered Chacham Meluniel that they should make a correction in his Rambam. He is chayze. There the Rambam wrote, I mean, he spelled it out. He is chayze. So Reb Chaim gave a whole shiur on that Rambam, and then some of the big Eluim of Halojin, after the Shia, they asked Reb Chaim. But the Rambam himself said that he should be corrected, that he made a mistake. So Reb Chaim became very angry at these Eluim, who thought that they caught Reb Chaim, you know. So he said, and suppose the Rambam had not written that he is Chazeya, and just the Ravid is Masik, so then you would expect me to be Miyashiv the Rambam. What difference does it make whether it's a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid, or between the Rambam and the Rambam? So isn't the Rambam svore that he wrote in the Yod HaZoko as good and the sound as the Rambam svore in the letter to Chacham Meluniel? So we have to be Miyashiv the Shittes HaRambam that he had when he wrote it in Yod HaZoko. So in other words, the two and the Mechaber, they agreed with the Shite of the Rashbo in the Teiras HaBayis, not with the Shite of the Rashbo in the Mishmeres HaBayis. Alright. Mumal Hachis. Pirish Afilo Nimtzi Sakine Yofi, Dimuyet Linaber V'yodayim. Who? Rashi. So in other words, Rashi Shite is that the Mumal Reichon Vilas Lachis Mamesh is not Kiyak. V'yorosh Pirish Atam, Kim Shinechish Shlizveyach, לא יקרין הם בי וזובחתו ויוחלתו וזה אתם גם כן על מה שכוסף רמו מי שנחש יש לזבח. Now, but I said the last time, and I think that this can be deduced from the Roshan of the Tour, that even though the Rosh says that Mumerich Nevilis Lahachis is possible because he's not a Bar Zviche, because Vizobachto implies that he has to be Zoyer Zviche, but according to the Rosh, there is another Halachim. Let's say, if he's in Mumerich Neveles Lahachis in Nevele, so then, even if it's not Lahachis Mamish, so he's Kiakum, because he's not in Bar Zviche.
But suppose he's in a cheshish in Shatnes, he's in a cheshish in Chil Shabbos Bitzine, or in Shat in Yaakov's Pesach Rosh. So then, Shchitose would be Ksheyo. Shchitose would be Ksheyo. But if he would be Lachis Mamesh, so in any is Lachis Mamesh, Chil Shabbos Bitzine, Chil Yom Tev, Yaakov's Pesach Rosh, Lachis Mamesh, so he would be Kyak. So, why does the Taz mention not on the basis of mean? Because here, in respect to Niveles, so not only Lachis Mamesh, even in Cheshish, so there's a big Achidesh, that is based upon the fact that he's not a Tazvich. Alright. Mumel Echot Mishar Averes. Mumel Echot Mishar Averes. In Tzorich Lidik Lissat. Vigab Shchit Ave Ki Yisroel. Vidas HaRambam Pirish HaRosh Kim Nechazin Ani Peikia Bishvil Tavose Beechot Mishar Averes Chai Shinon Shemo Peikia Shalo Likayim Shum Mitzve Ki Aloch Vihod Inok Ata Talmud Mumel Im Veiles Haino Le Ribusi Da Afilu Boze Di Dojbe Mehane Beit Iksaki Vinesim ויקשו בפריסי, ואם כן, המי אמרינו בסמנה א', סיף חוף, דאב נח של הגנאי ונח של השחיתה, אמר לך שינוי שמפוקע בדיק הסעקים, ותירץ. So we discussed it, and we mentioned the תרץ, but the תרץ, but there are several תרוצים. But we mentioned one of the תרוצים, because over there we don't know as to whether a professional thief stole it. We know that somebody stole it. But that does not mean that he was a professional thief. Maybe it is a person who's the one who stole it for the first time. So Memele, then the Rambam is made. So he says, Vitirates, the preacher says, Lemichem mumerel kinosi befaresye, uikamo pomi, Moshekos vateisvis, Mashein kinze sheosa bitzine, when you do ashegona of kamo pomi, Mishum hoche ksher, ufidvoro fimoso kamo pomi, Gneve Hoyon Lessia, Motza Gneve, Gdig, Shalei Gonov, Vishochud, Mishimashrit. So, Vare Luchilko was a big moral poskin, Vinire. The Hosom Abrinon Shemu Atsmi Lishachte, Elonosni Lachelishachte, Vihabe Svexveke, Sofik in Los Lachelish, Vintim Zolima Hushochat, Shemu Bodakasaki Yofe Trilo, Elonhatsofik Machmir Aramba. But here there is a Svexveke, because we don't know. We know that somebody stole it, but that does not mean that the one who stole it was sheikhed it. Maybe he did, but maybe there was division of labor. Maybe one stole it and the other one sheikhed it. So mainly it's a svek. And in view of the fact that a mumel dovarechot according to the Rambam, so it's also like mishchitose not b'tiras vada not, but b'tiras sofik, maybe. So now that there is another sofik, not a Safik, maybe not a Ganef shechted, but somebody else slaughtered it, so it's a Svek. Now, here we have a terrific Chiddush in the Prisha. Now, the Teretz of the Prisha is, the Remikre Mumero in Kinosi Bifares, here we come upon. So come upon him, we understand. Because Mumer means someone who is addicted. Someone who is addicted. But someone who is not addicted, who is just evil, does not have the Shem Mumer. But why does he mention Faresie? Where do we find, where is Faresie? We find that Faresie is significant in Chil Shabbos. So there, Chil Shabbos Bitzine is like Shor Avir Shabbat Torah. He's not the Mumer.